Well, our good friend, now artistic director of the Virginia Opera, a much simpler title than his previous title, which was a long one. Adam Turner is here in the studio. Adam, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
They decided to simplify things for you.
Yes.
Well, it's good to have you here. You are here to talk about Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, which is at the Carpenter Theater tonight and Sunday afternoon, Virginia Opera. You are not conducting, I should mention. Ari Pelto is our guest conductor, but it's so nice of you to stop by and talk about the opera.
Right. Well, this is definitely one of my favorite operas, and I think our audiences this season have overwhelmingly voted in that direction as well. This is the one they've been waiting for, and it's a tour de force for any soprano. You always ask me what's the story of the opera, what's a general synopsis.
Right.
Let's just go with lovers caught in some with some problems. It's a Romeo and Juliet story, kind of, with warring families, rival families, and in Scotland, and these two can't be together, and what all happens, and of course the famous mad scene, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the interview.
Well, I told you that the synopsis of any opera is pretty much lovers quarrel.
Pretty much,
it goes off in different directions, but
it all comes down to death, sex, and money. There's a podcast that I love that those are the themes.
But what's so great is you get so many different variations in terms of music.
Oh, absolutely.
On the same general themes.
Yeah.
So, now we're talking Donizetti. And I guess you want to sit back and watch the opera since it's your favorite one. Is that why you're not conducting?
Absolutely. Oh, there might be something there, yeah. Ari Pelto has been with us twice before, actually, the conductor for this production. And Ari was last year for Zalame a couple years ago. And then his first time was André Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire.
Ah.
And he does wonderful things with the orchestra. This is, I believe, his first time with the Richmond Symphony. So that's been a lot of fun for him. And the cast. I put together this cast a few years ago. We always do things, 2 years out. And it's one of those things that you see people, you audition them, you see them out in the business as you're doing your summer travels or whatever and hearing other performances. And the four leads in this show, they're all brand new to Virginia Opera, but they're stunning performers. And these are roles just kind of catered to them so well.
So where are they coming from?
Well, Rachel Gilmore in the title role. She's I think a New Yorker. She's sung at the Met, and she was actually a few years ago, she was on record as having sung the highest note at the Met. She had gone on kind of at a moment's notice in the role of Olympia in Tales of Hoffman, and nailed some stratospheric note. And
that's quite an honor. The highest note at the Met.
Yeah, this Rachel Gilmore is a phenomenal performer, and she sung Lucia a couple times, but obviously never for us. This is her debut with Virginia Opera. And so far, people are calling this show Rachel di Lammermoor. It's her show. She's such a fabulous singer. And three of the other performers, the men, there's, of course, the lover, Joe Dennis, in the role of Edgardo. I heard him a few summers ago in Des Moines, and he's been in Vienna this past season, and he's going to be Fest in Dresden next year, so he's one of these European singers as well, but all American, and beautiful Italian at sound. And then we have two other performers. Tim Mix is playing Lucia's brother, Enrico, and this is his debut with us as well. It's a singer that I heard at Santa Fe Opera a few summers ago and thought, we need to get him. It's such a powerful instrument. And then Raimondo, Lucia's the priest and kind of her tutor, is played by Richard Oyarzaba, who is also making his debut. Heard him at Wolf Trap Opera just up the road.
Yes.
A couple summers ago. So these are all singers new to our audiences here in Richmond. So
that's
I can't
pretty
wait
neat
to hear them.
Yeah. 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 Musically, what's different about Donizetti that folks are going to hear this weekend?
Yeah, he adapted this gothic novel, this gothic horror novel of Sir Walter Scott, a Scottish author, a title called The Bride of Lammermoor, and you might think, well, how does an Italian composer adapt a Scottish play? He sets it in Italian, changes all the names to Italian, Lucia instead of Lucy,
right?
And all these different names, but he does. does it effectively and very dramatically, and he captures somewhat the ghoulish qualities, the horror qualities, I'll say, of the story. From the very first notes of the overture, you hear in the prelude some distant rumblings, of course, a bass drum, and then hunter's horns. And you kind of just imagine yourself in a desolate forest scene, and maybe you see some spirits behind the shadows.
And you, as always, have brought some musical excerpts with you. So let's give a little taste to our listeners. What are we going to hear first?
Well, we'll hear a little bit of that overture painting the scene. So you can kind of hear there the excitement of what's to come, the ghoulish qualities of the beginning of the story, and then some excitement, some political rivalry, these warring families.
I can see people just kind of settling into their seats for the opening there, and then all of a sudden, boom, wakes you up.
Exactly. You're thrust into a very exciting
right.
world. Well, I wanted to give you a little taste of the two lovers, the Edgardo and Lucia, and this is a little excerpt from the end of Act One, when Edgardo is saying to Lucia, you know, I've got to go off and be away for a while, but stay faithful to me and I'll come back and we'll be married in life. And it's a really beautiful moment of the opera, and Rachel Gilmore and Joe Dennis just sing this so exquisitely. So you can hear there the passion in the voices and, of course, in that scene. And to hear the fabulous cadenza that comes right after that, you have to join us tonight or Sunday.
That's right. 8 o'clock tonight, 2:30 on Sunday at the Carpenter Theater. You guys have been on tour all across Virginia, as you do with every show. And
yeah.
You've kind of made Richmond your last stop this year, haven't
this
you?
This year, coincidentally. Yes. I don't know how it happens, but yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You've worked out all the kinks, right?
I feel like
by the time you get here.
The Richmond audience performances get the best performances because it's extremely polished at that point. We're a well-oiled machine.
Right, right.
So a couple more excerpts. Everybody, when they talk about Lucia, they've heard of the famous Lucia Sextet, which is a little musical scene for six singers. And the sextet has been used in every movie. There's a Shirley Temple. I mean, for your folks that are at home Googling on YouTube, look up Shirley Temple and Lucia Sextet, and then look up Larry Moe and Curly doing the Lucia Sextet. This is hilarious stuff. Anyway, I wanted to give you a sense of this music. This is Lucia has just agreed to an arranged marriage. She's not stayed true to her lover Edgardo because her brother has persuaded her to marry someone else to save the family and to save the family name. So at this point, she has just signed the contract and she's regretting everything. And then Edgardo suddenly arrives and says, "What's going on?" So this is a little bit of the sextet. Of course, that's the very beginning of the sextet now. We've set it up beautifully, but you have to come and hear the rest of it in person. The other thing that people associate with Lucia is the famous mad scene. It's a tour de force for any soprano, and this is a little hint of Rachel Gilmore as Lucia.
Virginia Opera presenting Lucia di Lammermoor tonight at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in the Carpenter Theater. Adam Turner, Artistic Director, thanks as always for stopping by today.
Thanks for having us.
Their website, by the way, is vaopera.org.